Call order to the 1036 plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the plenary session today, Thursday, 27 February, will be devoted to consider the package circulated by the Secretariat of Monday, the 24th. There were also some requests made by delegations yesterday to exercise their right of reply during the plenary meeting today. I intend to give the floor to these delegations following the considerations of the package. I have consulted with most among you, as did my predecessor, Ambassador Belbaki of Algeria, whom I again thank for the commendable work to enable the conference to resume structured, substantive work at its 2020 session. In accordance with Rules 28 and 29 of the Rules of Procedure, we have the obligation to establish a program of work, and the presidency has the responsibility to present it. For more than 20 years, we are not able to do it. But once more, we have the chance to achieve it if we decide so. If we do not, we have to be responsible enough to assume the consequences that it may have to the future of this body. During the Algerian presidency, we were very close to achieving it thanks to the ability of the Ambassador Belbaki, but in the very end, it was not possible because some delegations still had observations. Since day one of my term, I have organized several meetings in different formats. As I have already mentioned last Friday, I tried to reach most, if not all, of the member states of this body with some delegations and meet more than once, twice, or more times in order to understand their positions and look for possible ways to overcome this situation. As it was difficult to agree a new language on the previous version due to some national positions, one delegation proposed in one of the meetings to replace the 8 operative paragraph from the document CDWP 626, revision 1, circulated on the 13th of February, with the 6th operative paragraph of the document CD 2119, text adopted on February 19, 2018. From the perspective of the P6 and after several consultations with many delegations, including regional coordinators, we reached to the conclusion that this revised package could work this time. On Monday, many delegations requested more time to consider this proposal with their capitals. That is why we decided to postpone the adoption of the package. Yesterday, I was reached by some delegations that requested the possibility of having one session to consider the proposal at the plenary before its adoption. After consultation with the P6, which we do, all the decisions are made within the P6, we agreed to postpone once again the adoption of the package. That is where we are, and I would like to share with you that I received a strong encouragement from the majority of high dignitaries that participated at the high-level segment, including concerned states. With that impulse, I'm confident they will continue to work with common sense and good faith, so we are able to reinitiate our real work. The program of work is not the end of the road, but the beginning of a new phase of the disarmament machinery. Yesterday, I had the deep conviction when I was hearing the right of replies that the international environment needs a CD back to work more than ever. We own that to the international community, to our own countries, to our taxpayers, to the history of this body, and to us. It was a very interesting session yesterday when I was attentively listening to the right of reply. And I know that even the secretary was recommending me to do not extend the right of replies. I wanted to continue because it is important that everybody understand in what situation we are at the moment. We are not in a very nice situation. And that means that we need more than ever to start working in this room and in this conference. So that was an example of lack of dialogue and a lack of cooperation and a lack of understanding. And without working, without talking, without dialoguing, we will never reach the purpose of establishing some peace in this world. So that's why I think that the session yesterday was a very good example that it depends on us, the possibility to resolve many many problems. Not arguing, but discussing, not having these intensive discussions, but normal conversations. Now the floor is open to any delegation that would like to express their views on the revised package. The first delegation. Distinguished representative of South Africa, you have the floor.